Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Merry motherfucking Christmas. Happy New Year, all that shit. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Coming at you like Cleopatra. And the great international superstar, Zach D'Amico, is back in the motherfucking house. Zach, how you feeling?
I'm feeling much better, man. That sucked.
Did it?
Yeah, it really sucked.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to hear all about your experiences because you're fat. So yeah. It's a different experience. Like, I had COVID. I would say give it to me again. I have no problem with it, you know? But we're going to find out what happened with you. Zach was out for a fucking an extended amount of time. We have three incredible
10 days, the
today.
Amount of time you're supposed to quarantine.
An incredible amount of time. I told him to come back after two. I was like, Zach, you're fine. I bet you if we take 5 or 6 COVID tests, we can get one to say negative. I bet you. Look, let's talk about our guests. Let's introduce our guests. Wait, where's my fucking sheet? Oh, my God, Shannon. We're back one day.
Oh, we can't wear those temples here.
Hell yeah, Zach's back.
Zach is feeling better.
I meant to do a Zach Snake, but I'll take credit for it. That was good. Zach's back. God damn it, dude. Just racist sniping.
Yeah, man.
Racist sniping. We've missed it. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know him and love him from the No Need for Apologies podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Temple's back on the show.
Yay. What's up, man?
Also, the monitor in here keeps on going off and going on over and over again like a strobe light. It's bothering me so much, guys. If we could just somehow fix that monitor. Also, from the Part of the Problem podcast, and I'm sure he does one of his own, ladies and gentlemen, Robbie the Fire Bernstein is on the show.
He's on fire!
He's on Robbie the Fire. Hell yeah. Oh,
wow, what an intro. Thank you, dude.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know him as the star of Sergio's Wild Kingdom here on the Gas Digital Network and the Real Ass Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, DBS dirtbag shit himself, Sergio Ciccone, is back on the motherfucking show.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
Hell yeah. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. How you guys doing?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everyone. This is a very non-white episode of the Real Ass Podcast. We got a fucking Puerto Rican, another Puerto Rican, a black, a Jew, and you're all alone over here, bro.
We need the diversity.
King all of the castle,
alone.
Baby.
All alone. So what happened, Zach? Talk to us.
2 weeks ago, I think Saturday night, 6, Sunday, horrible fever, delirious, fucked up.
You're watching the Eddie Murphy special.
Yes.
That's what whenever I'm feeling sick, I turn on either Raw or Delirious.
I was both those things. Gotcha. It was bad.
Yeah, butt fucked.
Yeah.
Is that how you got COVID?
That'll do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I was just fucked up for, I had a fever for like 2 days, and then after that, yeah, you just, you know, cough. I still have a cough, but you know.
You still have a cough.
But you stop being contagious after 10 days.
I mean, Zach, you know.
Yeah, I know, I'm a bigger gentleman.
But forget you being a bigger gentleman. I mean, was it that bad? Honestly?
Yeah, it was way worse than a regular flu.
No, stop it.
Regular flu, you're back at work in 3 days.
You could have been back at work in 3 days.
No, dude, I felt like shit.
But now, that was your first time? I'm sorry. Dude, that was like your first time getting COVID?
Like, dude, my whole body. I mean, maybe I just got it.
You also have a lot of surface area to ache. So you're technically in substantially more pain than the rest of us.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah, it was that. I think I've had it like 3 times now. The first time I had it, though, was
brutal. Didn't
the
study just came out saying once you have it once, you can't get it again, and you have the most protected?
Each time it was never as bad. But there was times I would, like, the second time I was just coughing for like 2 to 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Just couldn't shake the fucking cough. You know what I mean? And, yeah, it's like.
And I did try to come back. I went and got a test, which I think fucked me up more because I stood for 4 hours in the fucking cold.
Yeah.
Which, what a fucking nightmare.
Are the at-home tests any less
I couldn't get them.
You'll get, they're weird. You'll get more false negatives, but if you get a positive, it's a definite. The PCRs, you get more false positives.
But the at-home ones.
No, so the at-homes are the antigen tests.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you'll get more false negatives, but if you pop positive on that, you're positive.
So I should have taken more than one with the neg, because I just took one last night. I was like negative, and I had no. Let me explain to you. I had no sense of smell. Like nothing, nothing. I tried everything. I had there was a hot dog.
Yeah, you got to take two of those.
And I smelled it
over 24 hours.
And then I took weed. I couldn't smell anything. Coffee, couldn't smell anything. I shoved my finger into my asshole, deep to the point.
Does that help you smell?
Second knuckle.
That's my smell gland. And yeah. I pressed it, and I was like, nope, nothing's going on.
Lewis needs to actually have his gland emptied every year.
Yeah, dude.
Or he starts dragging his ass on the carpet.
I tried to fucking. Give it one of those, bam.
You might just have a really clean asshole, though. That's not the best
test.
No,
that's not true.
Try it with Zach's
clean
asshole.
Clean asshole still smells like something.
Yeah, right? There's something in there. So I guess, but you know what? Honestly, I will be honest. I will go take another test today. I'm not waiting in line. I'd rather kill everybody that I know than wait in line for an hour.
Also, waiting in line, that's the best place to get COVID. It's with other people who think they have it indoors.
It's also the worst way to find out. You know what I mean? Like,
you lower your immune system. You're out in the cold for 4 hours straight. By the end of it, your feet are icicles. And yeah, that's that.
I feel like this is great news for you, though, because now you know you don't have to get healthy. I mean, you could survive COVID. You're good. You don't have to have concerns in life.
I'm bottom line, Zach, gotta survive.
This has been, and this is true, and everyone will admit this. Everyone at Gas Digital will admit this. Everyone in your life will admit it. You surviving COVID was sort of the final straw for people being like, all right, this is a scam.
Yeah, no, and all the people that sent me messages, that was real nice. That's exactly what I wanted to read while I was home miserable. Look, all the fucking cunts.
You gave hope. Okay, Zach, because you gave hope to fucking millions of people, tens of thousands of people around the real ass universe.
Oh, it was...
Why? What were the messages? What was like the...
Well, dude, if you survived this, I don't believe in it. When I posted that I have it, so many jerk-offs were like, I thought you got the vax, bro. And I'm like, do you not understand that you can still get it, you fucking dumb fuck?
I know, but I think what everyone is saying is, why get the vax if you can still get it?
Because I would have had it fucking worse, probably.
Would you have been dead? Do you think you would
have
been dead?
I think you get it less. If you have the vax, it doesn't hit you as hard. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I would have had it way worse.
Oh, right.
Shield.
I call bullshit on that because with each variant, it becomes less deadly. And then they keep going, well, you would have gotten sicker.
Yeah.
When was the last time they gave us hospitalization rates? I don't think people are getting any more
they
sick.
They don't talk about goddamn Robbie the Fire Bernstein coming in. With a Lewis attack, apparently. I don't know what's going on with my family.
Yeah, there's a lot of conflicting reports, but one thing is clear, there doesn't seem to be a lot of deaths.
No, South Africa's already over it. Like, they already
have killed all
wave.
The old people already.
What did we do with those trucks? Remember they were loading trucks up with bodies at the beginning of the pandemic?
Never happened.
Yeah, but they said it did.
It was the old people in old age homes that Cuomo was killing to get the death rate
those
numbers up.
Look, I remember they said, like, dude, it was chilling, dude. You see the fucking trucks outside of the hospital?
Yeah.
I think people were connecting dots that weren't there. I think people saw a truck and they were like, dude, it's a death truck.
It's bulk trash truck. Day.
Dougie, I saw it on New York One, a very reliable source here.
I didn't.
On repeat throughout the day.
Dougie, listen to me. You can go back. I've been consistent.
New York One really is Puerto Rican CNN.
Yes. It's burned into their TVs. Like when they put their TVs on the curb, the logo's burned in the fucking corner.
Turn it off.
No one comes to Puerto Rican Day Parade like New York One.
Dougie,
I watched that shit on mute all day long.
As consistent as anybody. More consistent than Dave Smith. Before Dave Smith was calling bullshit on the fucking pandemic, I was out there.
You were actually infecting people with corona.
Go to my Twitter. Yeah. Go to my Twitter from March 2019. Go to my Twitter from March 2019 and read some of my original, like, before COVID hit. Read some of my original tweets. And we're going to do plugs, and then, Shannon, that's what I want you to do. I want you to pull all my original COVID tweets. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Because I've been consistent this whole fucking
time. Your original
time.
Tweets were, cough, cough, Skankfest is still happening. I just coughed up blood, but we're not canceling, and I'm fine.
I would not. I refuse.
Shannon, go back 3 white woman feuds ago.
Zach, go fuck yourself. Sergio Chacon, what do you got to plug?
The website has everything, all the shows coming up. I'm on the road with my boy Chris DeStefano, and that's going to be a good time. So all on SergioChacon.com, it's locked and loaded. We're having a good time on the road.
I love it. Robbie the Fire.
I just put out a misinformation spectacular. Robbie the Fire, all one word on YouTube, 45-minute COVID recap.
Where'd you come up with the name Robbie the Fire?
That was your expertise, my friend.
Yeah. Robbie the Fire Burns.
That's the Louis J. Gomez marketing genius right there.
That's what I do, baby.
Right at the Twitter handle.
Nobody was doing nicknames before me. It was like one guy. It was pro wrestlers. And then
Earthquake.
Yeah, Earthquake. That was like his name. That's a little different. Like the Pitbull of comedy. What's his name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I can't
remember. That old fucking Rich. What's his name?
Richie? No.
No, 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 no.
I know who you
mean. Wore a suit and tie, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a Vegas guy. Yeah. He's like the very, very dirty, like racist act.
Yeah. He used to host JFL, like everything.
That's my fucking... The best case scenario for me is that career right there.
Dice?
Yeah, Dice. Yeah, but that's it. There's like a few old school guys, and then me. And then I brought... Now everyone's got nicknames. Now it's just happening all over the place. Come on now. Dave Temple.
DaveTempleComedy.com is the website. Check out my podcast here on the network. No Need for Apologies alongside Derek Gaines. Catch me on the road January 22nd, Helium, St. Louis. And every Sunday, Black Ass Comedy Club in Brooklyn. Check it out.
Hell yeah. Zach Yamiko.
Just follow my other shows here on the network. Bye Guys with Ian Finance, Catalyst Wrestling, and Zach Yamiko's Midnight Spook Show.
You know what the fuck's up, Gas Digital fans. Obviously, you know and love Legion of Skanks. Follow the Legion of Skanks. We do that show twice a week. We have this show three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 11 a.m. Brand new fucking show starting right now. I'll tell you right now, next week, Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, we're going to fucking take over. This is going to be a big show. You guys got to support it. We want to start with a bang, so make sure you guys watch this live. Get in the Racist Live chat. Myself, Dave Smith. It is technically the return of Hammer Fist thing, but we've rebranded it, repackaged it. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting this and actually pushing us into doing this project, because they are the market, they're the only sponsor for this project. Yo Kratom presents Yo MMA Rap with Luis J. Gomez and Dave Smith.
And you guys are going to do a full kilo each week, right?
We're actually the gimmick. Just getting high on Kratom before every show. We're snorting it, and we're going to see what happens. No, we're talking about MMA in a hilarious, lighthearted, and funny way. If you guys remember the old Hammer Fisting podcast, the way that show was, going to be very, very similar vibe. Honestly, I was on the fence about doing this show, and then I mentioned it to Dave Smith, and he got me excited. He's the one who actually pushed me into this. So this is a fucking whole other thing that we're doing here. Dave Smith is excited about it. Dave Smith is excited about it. You better be excited about it. This is my return to MMA broadcasting. Yo MMA Rap every Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the Gas Digital Network. Myself, Dave Smith, we will be having special guests in. We're going to be talking shit about probably a few of the biggest MMA stories every week in a very, very fun and hilarious way. So hopefully you guys dig it. Make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. RAP30 gets you a 30-day free trial right now until the end of the year. And if you guys buy a 2-year membership, you save 30% as well. Also, live dates coming up. Got a lot of live dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets. Next month, January 13th through 15th, I'll be Comedy Off-Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky. The 21st and 22nd, Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut. Then in February, I'll be at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts. Comics at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. The Emmaus Theater in Emmaus, Pennsylvania on March 11th. April, I'll be in Chicago, Zany, Chicago, Cuyahoga Falls, Milwaukee, and Kenosha as well on that run, the end of April. Lots more stuff coming up, guys, so make sure you go to lewisofskanks.com. And my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I've been crushing it. I just built out my studio. I got a PS5 as well. I waited online for that shit, so I did.
Did you yell at anyone?
PS5,
you
must have gotten into some not beefs. A COVID test.
Doggy, no, I wouldn't wait for a COVID test, but I'll wait for a PS5 all day. That I probably got wild. COVID waiting for that PS5.
How long was the wait?
So I've been talking about this PS5 for a hot minute. Thank you, Yo Kratom, for not coming through with that. You know, now that we're done with the plugs, thank you, Yo Kratom, for not actually following through with that. They promised me a PS5. It never came, never showed. So I had to take the matters into my own hands, okay? And Chris9817, one of my followers on Twitch.
You got the hookup?
He tweeted at me. He's like, dude, they're doing a restock at GameStop.
Still open.
Yeah, GameStop. Holy yeah, yeah. Shit. They're doing a restock. But what you got to do is you have to be a GameStop Pro member, right? So you got to buy like $15 a year for a GameStop Pro membership. And then you have to go, there's a limited number per store, and they give you, there's a limited number of stores, not every GameStop. So there was like 6 GameStops in all of New Jersey that got restocked. The one near me was restocked with just 60 units, 60 units. So I signed up for the membership, and I'm like, dude, I was like, I'm not going to fucking get this. People are going to be camping out overnight for this. This is 2 days before Christmas. This is a hot item. If you get your kid a fucking PS5 for Christmas, you're dad of the year. You're the shit, right? So I'm assuming it's going to be, you know, a line of 500 people. And at this time, I didn't know how many units. I didn't even know there was 60 units. If I would have heard there was only 60 units, I probably would have never went, because I would have thought there was zero chance I was going to get one. But I was like, all right, I'll wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. They open at 10. I was like, if I get there at 7, 3 hours early, and there's a line, it looks manageable, I'll go wait online. Wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I was like, fuck this. I'm on. Actually, my girlfriend kind of hit me up, but she kind of motivated me. She was like, really going to go wait online right now? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. I was like, you know, get a PlayStation. That'd be great. She was like, you're not really the type of guy that waits online for things. And I was like, yeah.
So you're like, I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to wait on so many lines.
What was the motivation? Was it the game or to be dad of the year? Like,
no, this was not
that
for
kid's
my,
not playing
had,
that
this
PlayStation.
This has nothing to do with my son.
This is a gift for him. This is a selfish endeavor.
Nothing to do with my son. He can't even look at it. Okay, this is about me. I wanted this PS5. Honestly, most of my friends have PlayStation. I have Xbox. I find myself regularly not being able to stream with them because there's issues with the way streaming works regardless.
So it's a business
four people. It's a little bit of a business investment. I have been streaming more. I enjoy streaming on Twitch. It's a lot of fun. I'm not very good at video games, but I do enjoy just chatting and playing video games and losing myself. It's a way to sort of let go of reality. I find myself having anxiety all the time. Actually, I have tons of anxiety in video games too. I'm fucking just hiding in a corner somewhere shaking like a fucking chihuahua, but it's a different type of anxiety.
Also, terrifying.
Wait,
if you're on the same floor of a hotel as Lewis while he's playing. I was an entire hallway down from Lewis's room, and I just hear, I'm on fucking fire! I'm on fire! It is
terrifying. Can I once had, I never told you this, but when we did DC like 3 years ago,
yeah.
I ended up in the room next to you guys.
Yeah.
And like the second I showed up to the room, you guys, whoever, you're fighting like crazy. And I'm like, ah, shit.
Oh, me and a girl?
Yeah, I was just like, ah, shit.
Oh,
like, man. They don't know that I'm right here. This is terrible.
Let me timeline that. Oh, Kim.
Yeah, you really fill a hallway with noise, dude.
Yeah, we can.
Lewis
is
definitely
that.
The type of dude that if you're losing that game, you're throwing the controller at the screen.
No, I'm not.
He doesn't toss. I used to do that shit tight.
I walk around in life like sort of on edge, like just fucking a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, right? So this is where like if somebody fucks with me or whatever, like I'm very quick to jump down their throat, right? And when I play Warzone, I walk around like everybody else acts around me. Like, just sort of like, I'm jumping at every little fucking noise. And that's how I make, like, deli workers feel and, like, restaurant employees and cab drivers. So it's sort of the tables have turned. And I will tell you right now, it's sort of let me learn a little bit about society. I shouldn't be that way to people. Because if I would never want to make somebody feel the way that I feel when I'm hiding in a bush in Warzone and there's people fighting, running around me, and I'm just shaking and I fucking eventually... Somebody throws a fucking grenade at me and it sticks to my head and I blow up. That's me to everybody else.
What's the alternative then?
What?
If you can't be that way, what's the alternative?
If I can't be that way, I just have to not make people afraid of me.
But what inspires you to be that people? I never got that annoyed by a cab driver or a waiter. But not to the point where I'm making them feel mad, uncomfortable. No, I might say my piece, but never to the point where they're like scared. You know, and
that's the thing you don't realize. A lot of times, just saying your piece.
Yeah, they're scared.
Sergio,
you got a snake around your neck going.
I don't think.
What the fuck, man? Listen, you got to get it the fuck together, man. And they're like, and he's like, look, I want to be a good. Like, they're scared. Yeah, they're scared of you. Yeah,
I think the reason you don't have to snap is because cab drivers don't treat you like they do Lewis. And I think if you didn't snap on people as regularly, they'd start taking advantage of you.
Well, right.
I think your system is working.
How did they treat Lewis? He's a walking around. Like
no, they just Robbie. They look at Lewis. They want to take advantage
like
of him.
Bitch.
They just look at him. They
like
want to give
bitch.
Him shit. They he's
like
got
I'm
that
a
thing.
Bitch.
They take Christ. One look at him and they're like, I think I can let this guy have it a little bit. And so he's got to be defensive just to make
You've
sure.
Seen this?
Absolutely.
You
I spent
it.
Time with Lewis.
Okay. All
I'm
right.
telling you, he's got that vibe. People just want to fuck with him.
So regardless, 7 o'clock comes. I say, fuck this. I'm not going to wait in line. Suck a dick. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Fuck this. I'll spend the $900 on a PlayStation. I don't need to fucking wait online like an asshole, right? Got inspired. So then I'm sitting there and...
What kind of supplies did you bring for the line?
Listen, I didn't go on the line. Okay? That's a 7. I decided not to go. 9 o'clock hits. Oh, that's right. They're coming. I have a wallpaper guy coming to wallpaper my studio. So I can no longer play video games at 9 o'clock in the morning. And now I'm going like, fuck. I'm just sitting here. I was like, I should at least drive over and see. I was like, I'll go over at 9:45. Maybe the gods are with me. Maybe they have fucking 500 units at this place, and I can just walk in and buy one.
If not, you can drive by the line and yell faggots.
Losers! So I drive by the line. 9:45 comes. I drive by the line. There's maybe 40 people on the line. 35 people on the line.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, and I see it. I was like, that's not that many people. And it looks like more, actually. It looks like more, like, when you're driving by 35 people on a line, they're all kind of spread out. It looks a little more. I'm like, let me go fucking park.
Right. So yeah, we've all been on the road with you.
So I go by. Jeez. We're looking pretty good. Numbers are looking good, boys.
But hit bonus.
God damn it. So I get out and I get on the back of the line and there's a guy ahead of me and he was like, hey, he was like, they got 60 units, the guy said. And I was like, 60. So then I go up and I was like, dude, save my place. And I count everybody online. There's 35 people online ahead of me. And I'm like, that's it. I got a fucking PlayStation right now. So then I waited. And then what it turns out, they were being fucking really nice. So anybody who didn't have their PlayStation or their GameStop pass, they were letting sign up in the store. So then that took 3 hours. It took 3 hours just from the store opened to get me to the front of the line. So I ended up waiting in a line anyway. But I was the fucking, I was the belle of the ball. I was making people fucking laugh. I was cracking people up. A couple people came by that were fans because I tweeted out that I was online. I went up getting a box of coffee for my little section of people on the line. We're all just drinking coffees, fucking enjoying ourselves.
Huh. All things considered, that's not bad. You're having a good time. You're online 3 hours, like watching Titanic. It's not that bad.
It was just freezing slowly but surely.
I love that move. So basically you said, you hold my spot online. I'll go get us supplies for while we're hanging out here. That's a great move.
And then I got to go warm up.
Yeah, just becoming an old Puerto Rican man. That's just what they do.
Start of the dominoes game.
Scratch off lottery tickets, cigarettes.
And then they made me buy the whole PlayStation pack, so I had to buy three games with it that I didn't give a fuck about. So three more Christmas gifts for James right there. His very own PlayStation games for my PS5.
Huh.
That he's not allowed to play,
so
but he gets the games.
What did you do before you left the house? Because it sounds like you were in a good mood walking out the door.
Let me guess. You trained. You did a little bit of a workout.
No. I was playing video games all morning. And I was not going to go.
Huh.
But I was sort of inspired in that moment. So, but yeah, PS5 is pretty dope. There's no difference. It's the same shit. They're all the same shit. It's just video games.
I could have told you that.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Man.
The controller's cool. Like, the controller has, like, it's a different, like, you know, it's the experience on the controller is, like, very, very different. So, like, different sections of the controller vibrate, you know what I'm saying? If you get shot from behind you, you feel it sort of from the underside of the controller. There's, like, little things, like, there's games where, like, because the demo game, they show you sort of all, like, the things you can do with the controller. So there's one thing you have to, like, there's a fan, you blow into the controller, and, like, it picks up the wind from your breath. There's, like, cool shit. It's dumb, whatever.
And all the accessories to that are very expensive. Like the gaming chair, that's expensive. I bought one for my daughter. That shit was like $300. Yeah, you have one of those?
$200 I bought one, yeah.
Because I'm always fascinated by people's body posture when they play video games. Some people sit down with their legs crossed. Some people lay on their belly with their feet crossed. I'm like, who the fuck does that?
No, I don't do any of that.
Shannon, like the Bugs Bunny TikTok?
Right.
Shannon, did you find any of my tweets from pre-pandemic or right as the pandemic started?
I found a couple. The search is just acting weird. The advanced search.
You should be able to simply just go back to March 2019.
So that's what I did, but it's only showing like 1 month at a time.
Let's see. What do you got?
Hold on. Let me see. I have like five of them open at the moment. 1 second.
That's fun. I was ahead of this pandemic before anybody else was.
I remember that you were.
Right, Shannon?
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, I'm just trying to find proof of it.
And then everyone was calling me fucking crazy. Everyone was like, dude, you're fucking psychotic. You're putting your friends and family in immediate danger. And I was like, nope. They're all alive still.
You have to realize how difficult it is from the outside perspective to agree with Gino Bisconte.
That is true.
It's a bad look.
I think that's why you need to be snappy, though, is because you're right on these things and everyone else is wrong and they're not listening to
you. If I would have been snappier at the beginning of the pandemic, we would have never shut down.
Could have saved us all the hassle.
You're right, Robbie Bernstein. Shannon?
He's right. Right.
No, Shannon, pull up the fucking tweets. Looking. What are we doing? I thought you had five of them open.
No, I had five searches open. Oh my. I'm trying to find like March of 2020.
Just forget it. Spend your time doing that, Shannon. We're going
to
move on.
Get back to being snappy.
He's... I can't. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our brand new sponsors, which is Zippix, Z-I-P-P-I-X. Zippix makes incredible toothpicks that, I don't want to say laced. That's probably the wrong word. They don't want me to say laced with nicotine, but that's what they are. They're nicotine-laced toothpicks, and they're really strong. If you guys use nicotine in any way, this is a great alternative to smoking cigarettes. If you guys are trying to avoid getting any of the diseases and fucked up shit that are associated with smoking cigarettes or chewing tobacco, Zippix could be your solution. It's a great, great brand. First of all, you just look cool walking around with a toothpick.
Yeah, like Razor Ramon.
I know, that's what I do. I walk around like, oye, me chico, and then I flick it in my enemy's faces. But I was like, oh, wait, hold on. I wasn't done with that. I have to finish that. I have 5 more minutes on my cigarette break. Then I pick it up off the floor and I put it right back in my mouth. You can use Zippix anywhere. You can't vape or smoke in movie theaters or at work. Well, guess what? You can Zippix. If all you got to do right now, if you guys want to try Zippix, this could be your path to a healthier alternative to smoking, way less money than cigarettes as well, is go to ZippixToothpicks.com right now, and that's Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com, and grab your Zippix toothpicks. Once again, that is ZippixToothpicks.com, and start your healthier alternative to smoking today. All right, where were we? All right, let's talk about this. Let's pull up Pornhub's 2021 insights. Let's do it.
Okay. Do you want to like make guesses? The first category is men's favorites and women's favorites.
Men's favorites of
and
this year?
All over the world.
People that look like Dave Temple fucking my wife.
Someone please explain that obsession.
What, black guys fucking?
Like, yeah, like people actually.
It's racist.
But yeah. Like people want their wives to get fucked.
It's racism. It's there's nothing more racist than a white guy wanting a black guy to fuck his wife. It is straight up like, it comes down to like, they look at you like you're an animal.
Uh-huh.
And they're being turned on by this animal ravaging their wife. I'm telling you right now, there's some fucking deep embedded, if you are into cuck porn,
yeah,
you are racist.
I'm
into cuck porn.
Listen, yeah. I've toured the Midwest dolo. And I've got offered a lot of women, like wives, yeah, after shows, and they come up later with, like, yeah, my husband doesn't mind, and he'll come back.
And
yeah,
it's never going to be some liberal fucking, like, oh my God, I want to, like, it's going to be a straight up Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Those are going to be people who are offering their wives up to black men. And it's not because
they're giving back. They feel bad.
No.
It's also rich people, too. It's never poor people.
Yeah, it's some, what was that movie about the horror movie about the rich white people that were.
Oh. Not Get Out, the one before that.
Yeah, Get Out.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's like some Get Out shit.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Get in.
and they have like special names for it, right?
Yeah, bestiality.
No, it's like they call it like the young bull or some shit.
Yeah, like sometimes like the guy wants to blow the dude first. That's called prepping the bull.
Prepping the bull.
Yeah, don't you? That's some
wild.
Look, I don't know many. I know a couple people who have done this,
yeah,
right, who are into like watching their wife get fucked, and those guys were racist. And I'm telling you right now, I think that is a theme that they don't talk about. Just in general, like Blacked, if you're watching Blacked, even if
like pretending I'm the big black guy though.
No, you're not.
I absolutely am.
You like watching these animals ravage one of your people.
No, I like being.
That's what you like.
I watch black because it's you get to watch a white woman get destroyed from the safety of your own home. You know,
a black guy watching black is watching it because he can put himself there. It's like, oh yeah, fuck this. But it's also kind of racism. I'm gonna fucking destroy this little white bitch with my big black dick. It's interracial. I'll say interracial.
Interracial is very racist. Yeah,
racist. Even like I'm just saying, like, look, when I'm with a white woman, okay, uh-huh, there's something like I'm going like, yes,
yeah,
I get to fucking infect you with my brown cock, you pure white angel.
Yeah. It's so funny that you said that because I remember the time I was dating this white girl and she said, yeah, when you're on top of me and I see your tattoos and I just like, you know, yes, I just know I'm not supposed to be here. Like, what? You are supposed to be here. Don't create that sentiment.
No, this criminal is pumping into her.
Like, the tattoos and the way you talk, it feels like I'm not supposed to be here. I'm like, yo, don't say that any longer.
But it's kind of hot. It's kind of hot. But
my dick stood hard for 3 hours.
Yes.
It doesn't go the other way for me, though. Like, it's not that I don't like white dudes fucking black chicks, but I don't even acknowledge that such
that it happens.
Porn. Yeah. Like, it's just
it's not a very popular category.
My daughter is 18, and that wiped all of that shit out for me now, dude. Like, all, I can't look at any of it.
What? 18-year-old porn?
Or young. It, now it's mostly, like, mature and MILF shit, like, for me. Like, I can't even.
Yeah, yeah. I like amateur. I want a TV screen to be on in the background. I want a shade like halfway done. Yeah. The sun coming in. I want a messy apartment. I want dirty socks. I want a black and blue.
I want bad lighting. I want the audio to sound like shit. I want it to sound like everybody's comedy tape from five years ago. That's the quality that I'm looking for.
Those are the orgasms I believe.
I want a little sunlight on the legs that lets me know it's real.
Afternoon sex is the best. Yeah.
I want a little sunlight. You know, I want to let me know it's real, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, the MTV Movie Awards are on for no reason.
Oh, isn't that fucked up when you get caught up in the background? Yeah. Like, oh,
you
that's
know,
that,
I want,
that,
like,
that's
dirty tissue on the match.
Have you ever... Well, this has become the whole thing with OnlyFans and with porn. And by the way, also, I was way ahead of the curve on this, okay? Way, way, way ahead of the curve. I need to know, like, more information. Like, back in the day, in the beginning, like, not the beginning, but, like, when the internet first made masturbating to porn stars, like, easy and readily available. Yeah. High-speed internet, where there's websites, you know, there was, you know, the lobster.
You want to look at this chick's yearbook. You want her backstory.
Even just, not even just the tube sites, but even before tube sites got popular, there were sites where it was like, you'd go by their name. You know what I'm saying? Tube sites became like, you scroll over the picture, and then you see it a little bit, like, all right, I want to jerk off on that one. That was like, you know, 5-6 years ago, that became the new style of porn. But I'm talking about like a decade ago when it was the first iteration of being able to search for porn. This is after dial-up. This is after like printing out one picture. We're talking about you go to a site and you have all the A's, all the B's, all the C's, all the D's, right? Are you guys all there? I think everyone's with me.
Yeah,
good. Yeah. I just want to make sure. Sorry, I'm over-explaining this,
yes,
right?
We've all masturbated to the internet.
But a decade ago, you had to be there. You have to understand this time of the internet.
Yeah, we're all old men.
What I would do is I would look up like their real name, their hometown, their real date of birth. Like, I would try to find
Call
facts.
Their mom, find out if they're upset with her.
I would stalk them. No, I would try, but that I could only get into a girl if I knew all of those other things while also looking at her porn. And that evolved for me. That evolved eventually, which everyone knows is one of my specialties. To this day, I still will do this. You'll find a girl talking about the atrocities of the porn industry. She's like 30 now, and she's like, yeah, when I was 21, it was like...
You shouldn't share this with people.
What?
This whole thing.
Why?
That you particularly like that they're damaged and that's what makes the porn more arousing.
Why?
Why? Because that's fucking weird. I just watch it because it's porn.
I shouldn't be real ass?
I mean...
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get real ass. It's time to get real ass. My producers do nothing. I'm sorry, Robbie. This is the Real Ass Podcast. We get real ass. I'm sorry that I'm speaking on behalf of every man out there because we all think this way. The reason we're into porn, it's we're beyond the visual. If you're just looking at a pretty girl in porn and jerking off,
you're 12.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a 12-year-old boy.
I agree with Lewis on this one. Yeah, dude.
We're all sick. At one point, it becomes this girl's damaged, and that's why it's turning bad. At one point, you step back and you go, no, there's like four other dudes behind that camera right now.
Yeah.
There's an editor. Her dad probably doesn't know about this. One day her dad will know about this. Then you're even a little harder. I know.
Dude, every time Lainey posts an RIP to one of the girls she works at, within 5 minutes,
I pay tribute.
You at the crossroads.
You pay her tribute, doggy.
When I find out through the comment section that a porn star has died, and it's like you can see that it's always like right away. Like her shit goes right to the front of the thing. And
Dakota
like,
Sky.
You just gave me a new layer of appreciation for porn I didn't have till today.
Robbie, you need to fucking open your mind.
I got
to
go home. I got to explore my inner feelings.
Yeah, it's like wrestling.
Maybe there's just something I didn't connect to.
Your mind just like, you just see a pretty girl and go, okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to go into the deep layers of her psyche and find out. You don't find the specific porn scene. You've never tried to find the specific porn scene that destroyed her mentally. You never tried to find the one. Like this is the one. I can tell she's not having a good time.
I think I have a new hobby. That I think I have a new thing to explore.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas, Robbie.
Yeah, man.
Merry Christmas.
Slip all out. You're welcome, kid.
Just don't like share it with people. You got to vet people before you share that kind of shit because people think you're weird.
Yeah, like I go to the next person, I pretend like it's totally normal.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, okay.
It's got to come up casually in conversation.
What
and
about
you really
when person. Girls watch porn? Because we talked to Shannon. Shannon has showed us the porn she watches. She's a sick fuck, this girl. What about you, Natalie? What type of porn do you watch?
I gotta say, you said, like, this is how men are. I, like, don't totally agree that, like, backstory helps. But, like, I used to, like, not recently.
What a weird way to say that she completely agrees with me. She is backing her way into agreeing with me in such a pussy way. Why don't you just be real ass for once?
I will say I used to watch a lot of hentai, which had backstory.
Hentai. Well, that's,
but that's fictional.
That's some pedophile shit. Okay, no. So we're talking about cuck porn. People who like cuck porn are racist. People who like hentai porn are pedophiles. I will say, I don't know enough about the non-binary lesbian female condition to categorize you as a pedophile, but I'll tell you right now, you ain't watching my son this week.
What's hentai?
There are adults that. In that.
I don't know.
What's hentai?
But hentai is cartoon, right?
It's cartoon. Yeah. Oh, so wait, are you talking like people fucking or like...
No, people.
Tentacles.
No tentacles.
Tentacles?
Tentacles are a no for me.
How Natalie? Did you find out you tentacles? Weren't into that though, Natalie?
Being younger and exploring on porn there sites where go. Most of the stuff made me uncomfortable, but I was like, all right, this is like... Okay, I didn't watch hot. Anything.
Is it now? Is it the young teenage schoolgirl?
No.
That's a hentai that I've watched, and then they sit on a massive dick. I mean, wowza!
Like, yeah, it's all veins,
and she's like crying, like, oi, oi. And it's just
and all her veins. Pussy's like leaking something.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
But I can't get into it. But look, I can. Hello.
Do they at least have captions for the backstory?
Yeah. It's slightly off screen. She said, a perfect person.
Ooh, hello.
Let me skip ahead a little bit.
Hello. She is cute. How old is this girl supposed to be? These girls are all supposed to be like young teenage girls. This is what pedophiles get to do to not feel like they're pedophiles. Look at that massive fucking rod. Hell yeah. I was talking about what Andrew was
on. How did you get this kind of shit,
she
too,
said,
man.
Come on, let it out.
Hey, let it out.
You heard him?
Yeah, everything sounds like they're being stabbed.
Keep going. Did I say stop? Oh, look, he nutted all over her hand.
He said he thought about going over the line with her even from before.
Over the line. That's how they talk in porn.
But now you were imagining yourself being the young Asian teenage girl.
That's one thing that men always talk about that I don't understand. I don't have to put myself into it at all.
Ah, you're a voyeur.
So you're just a spectator.
Yeah.
Ew.
I mean, not always, but in this context, I'm like...
And you could just masturbate to this.
Sure.
Can we say?
Well, I... No.
Feel so good.
But there's like backstory, like these people have a relationship with each other that they've like I don't know, he's like
hot wasabi.
Just kidding. What the
I get it, I sound like a Muppet. Leave me alone.
Maki combination number 3. spicy tempura.
This is a camera angle you don't get in live porn. Inside.
Put all your sauce in my California roll.
All right,
so I don't think we can guess what would be this year, like, it's got to be specific to this year. It's always going to be like, back in the day it was probably always like teen porn, or
I think lesbians a big search
now. Yeah. Why?
I know, always for dudes, they always say lesbians like one.
I have to get into the times. Like, I could probably right now get into like waiting on COVID test results porn.
Yeah,
COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's specific, you know, like, I remember when I first started playing Fortnite, I looked up Fortnite porn, not the cartoon characters, but like, you know.
People dressed as.
A dude, no, a dude playing Fortnite getting dick blown. Sucked. Okay. Like, I'm simple-minded as well. Like, I will admit, like, it needs to be that easy, okay? Yeah. I got into gym porn for a while, right? Where it's like, you know, you're just working out
you
at the
like
gym.
You like squatting? Because I like squatting.
What's squatting?
What?
What do you mean?
He's like squatting at the gym, you know? All right, I ruined that joke.
Yeah,
he's creating a dialogue.
Yeah, he's doing an act out.
Yeah. I see what's happening. Yeah. I see what's happening.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of a porn where the girl is wearing the mask, because sometimes, you know, the eyes are very appealing. You walk down the street, it's like, yo, that's
a new thing. You see that?
Hey, girl, you know, keep the mask on.
This is a whole category of TikTok. It's like ugly women being proud that they're ugly. not even just being proud, but like it's almost like I saw.
Well, they have to get through their whole lives and days. I mean, it takes a lot.
They're wearing a mask, and it'll be like, you know, it'll be like mask fishing or not. And then they'll pull down the mask, and they have like goofy ass teeth. And it's like, yes, you ugly bitch. Yes, it's Matt. Obviously, you're a fucking goofy ugly bitch. Why are you making me have to feel bad? Like, I can't even pull it up right now, because if we do it, then I'm going to get TikTok canceled again. By the way, I regularly get TikTok canceled. This is the thing that's happening regularly on TikTok.
Really?
I'm just not on TikTok. I'm not on the platform.
Weren't we supposed to cancel TikTok? Weren't we supposed to ban that?
We have a legion of skanks TikTok. If you look at like all the comments, are like, you guys are racist, rapist, scumbag, pieces of shit. All over TikTok. I don't fuck with TikTok. What, Shannon?
Oh, I have a mask fishing compilation.
All right, we're not gonna talk shit on these beautiful women, because I don't want to deal with their fucking ugly TikTok fans coming after me.
Oh no, she's so cute. Oh, please don't let her be gross.
No, she's gonna be beautiful. She's hell yeah. Oh, she's hot. Hell yeah. She was just kind of fat.
Listen, right. I don't mind a chick that's
you
not
can see
that
she's
good
fat
looking.
Whether the mask is on her face or not,
Louis, you feel the same way? I don't mind a girl that's not that good looking. Nice body. I like the face to be a little off because it gives you more confidence to move around. I don't want someone
what
absolutely amazing.
That's a dude.
It's Sergio.
I actually dated a girl that looked like me. Long face, overbite. No. Every time we kiss, it would clink. It sounded like someone was giving a toast. She was aggressive, like too. She was real aggressive.
Oh, my Christ.
She both of you look like the bad kids on the island Pinocchio was on.
This chick is hot. If this chick is up to me right here. Wait, I'll go back to the mask.
I can still work with it.
Yeah, she's still kind of cute.
But those lips are annoying. You know they're done. Yeah. You know you can't touch those lips for like a week because, oh, she got to massage them and...
Looks like you might get caught on your wiener.
Here's the problem. She's not even like... she wasn't particularly beautiful with the mask. And she wasn't particularly ugly without the mask.
Yeah.
It looked like someone fished her out of the ocean and now her lips messed up.
She's cute. All right.
She just needs new eyebrows.
None of these people are ugly.
Yeah, these are all fine.
This is supposed to be ugly people?
I think the comments is probably just people, oh, you're beautiful. I think they just
that's what it all is. Yeah, even when it's a big goofy bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. TikTok is a place of love. They don't really beat down in the comments there.
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right, well, there you go. Shannon, what was the number one search category for men this year on Pornhub?
So I'll do the top five. Number five is hentai.
Wow, fucking Nat. Fucking Nat.
Trendsetter Natalie.
This is Nat, just for Nat. Men.
And this is worldwide, though, right?
This one's worldwide.
Oh, okay.
Four is Ebony.
Ebony.
Three is Mature.
Ooh.
Two, very broad.
Two is MILF.
Okay.
And do you want to guess number one?
Lesbian. Isn't Mature MILF?
That's what I thought.
Different.
Different. It's a mother.
Trust me, I've gotten to know them.
That's the same shit.
No,
mature is mature. A MILF is a mother. Oh,
you can have an immature ass MILF.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
Do you want to guess number one?
The number one?
Lesbian.
No.
No. It has to be
cuckold. Oh, no, it has to be like pandemic. Born. COVID, right?
Glory hole.
You're Asian, but your eyes are so nice.
It's Japanese.
Japanese.
I was right.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
I have never searched
that. Was so big. Like, the very beginning of porn searches for me was, like, Asian. It was, like, so, like, level one. You're
okay,
like, oh, I
think
this.
That's what a lot of this is going to be. Because just think about... So we're all advanced in how to search porn. Yeah, we know what we want. But how many of this is, like, Arab dudes who are, like, for the first time going online and being, like... Tits, please.
Yeah.
Woman with vagina, you know?
Very much.
Indian dudes.
And they gradually get to nasty because Japanese all blurred out and everything.
Yeah.
I know. Because they still have to go through.
People that are trying to figure out how to search shit
right.
for the first time.
That's a good point.
They still have to go through all of the phases of learning porn that we went through.
Yeah. Like,
we should teach 14, a class. 15. Get them, you know, acclimated quicker.
Oh, shit. We should do a podcast.
Like, when you teach an American English class.
Yeah.
Masturbating with Zach.
Do you think our kids will look at more porn than us or less?
Ooh, less. I think it's not cool. Like for us, like it was like emerging technology. It's something they've always had access to.
And also I think parental controls are more readily available. Here's the thing, like there was no parental controlling my magazine that I hid inside of a tree in the woods. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom had to literally come to that tree and take the magazine out of the tree. There was no blocking
it. Magazines.
She had to build a fence around the tree. Doggy, it wasn't happening.
Yeah, those magazines held you down. So, and I always found them. I never bought one. No. I would find one. And it got bad. It would be the same magazine.
You all stuck together.
Yeah, I once wrapped it around my dick. And just,
you think you found them. They were left out intentionally. Just a little bit for you to find. You're not that
good. I'm not even a pervert, but in a weird way, I kind of want to go put some dirty magazines in the woods. Because some kids should be happening upon dirty magazines in the woods. Robbie's like, can you please stop saying everything you're saying right now? Some kids should happen upon some dirty magazines in the woods. It shouldn't be fucking finding some weird shit on the internet, dude. A Playboy or something.
It would be a snack with the address cut out.
Because here's the thing. When you found somebody's porn stash in the house, whether it was like a dead relative,
I had no men in my house. There was no porn stash in my house. My Uncle Howard had, it was like a catalog for like sex toys that was in his top drawer that had some like BBW, like it had ads for like magazines that you could buy. So you could get a prescription to like a BBW magazine and they showed like pictures of girls naked. And I think he would beat off to just that little advertisement type magazine. But that was the only thing that I found in-house. Everything else was out in the world.
But that's what I'm saying. I think you should find it just to know what they were into. Even though they can't, because you can't ever really talk to your kid to be like, yeah, you know, this is the type of shit that I search. But if you leave it behind, they can find it. You know
back
what
in
mean?
The day, you would, you know, we I remember my friend, we pressed play on his VCR, and his dad had left the porn tape in the VCR, and we all had the realization that that was the exact moment that his dad came. So you won't get that. You're right. You're not getting that.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's important for your kid to know what porn you were into?
For them to fully know you, I think they should know everything about you.
Some shit you don't see, Rob.
Yeah. Some shit you don't necessarily communicate to them directly. Some shit they just got to observe, you know, or soak up through the atmosphere. But yeah.
Yeah. I had a magazine that eventually I moved into the house because I was like, all right, I can't share this with the world. Like, this is mine. Like, this is getting crazy. Like, and I moved it into my house and I had like, you know, a shitty ceiling, like, you know, like the offices, like the drop ceiling.
Yeah.
So I had it in one corner, I'd push it up and I had it in there. Nobody ever found it, but that was a solid hiding place.
Did you have to stand on something to get it?
Oh yeah.
Now, would you go get it, pants still on, or like, would you have to put it away, pants off?
I don't know. I mean, I was really into masturbating when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was really in
the That would be worse than finding the magazine is walking in on Lewis with a boner hanging from the ceiling.
That's part of the excitement, though. The ritual of hiding it, retrieving it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, same thing with drugs. You know, hiding the drugs, getting
rolling
the drugs.
It. Yeah, you're right. There was the ritual.
So sometimes I'll walk by, like, sheetrock dust. And I'm like, oh, that's exciting. You know, and I think about Coco going to a nasty dive bathroom. Yeah, I'm like, I remember being with a girl who had, you know, fishnet stockings going like that with the bag. And all that makes me want to take a shit right then and there.
Yeah. So you open up a porn magazine, you feel like you have to shit for no reason.
But it's funny how a lot of this stuff is the ritual. And then getting the prize, it's like, oh, it's this again. You know, then the consequences of it all, whether we're over masturbating or doing drugs, is always a fucking check for
when
that
I used
shit.
To, when I used to, I mean, as a
you
kid.
You start masturbating yourself into depression?
I would jerk off. I would just come on myself and leave it.
Oh, yeah, you just go back to sleep?
I would just take a load on myself and be like, all right, that's just my life.
Yeah. It's like some Elmer's glue on your chest.
Yeah, just come on me.
I remember, I didn't know.
That's crazy. That's a crazy way to be. My dick would like be stuck to the inside of my underwear because I would just come on myself. And just...
That's peace, man. That's bliss. We talk about. You haven't been that peaceful since. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, dude.
You have never relaxed
now
hard.
I have to put a towel on myself and I come onto the towel, then I fold the towel over twice, then I put the towel.
Make it into a swan.
I do this and I whip my girlfriend in the face.
Nice hard swan.
When I first started masturbating, I used to use condoms.
Yeah.
I would kind of throw it out the window. And my mother finally went to the yard. And she said, there's a bunch of condoms in the yard. If you're going to masturbate, just use lotion. She walked away. I was like that.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It was so embarrassing.
She didn't even think you were fucking. She knew you were just
doing it. And I would tie it into a knot and throw it behind my shoulder. Dude. Like a cartoon character throwing a banana peel.
I got caught by a girlfriend. To this day, she thinks I cheated on her because she would find my condoms that I would jerk off into. And I would just, this is an age where I was smoking cigarettes because I put them into a cigarette, thing, I jerk off, and I put them to the cigarette thing, and I close the cigarette thing, and I have, like, because I get the free New York City condoms, and this is when I was, like, maybe 19 or 20 years old. I get the free New York City condoms, and I would exclusively, from maybe 18 to 21 years old, jerk off into condoms. I never didn't, because it was easy cleanup, had the natural lubrication. It was fucking great, dude. As I'm thinking about it, why aren't we masturbating into condoms? Right. This should be the way that we do it, okay? But
in
yeah,
the fact that must surprise my wife. Where I'm gonna have sex with a condom on tonight. Really fuck her head up.
Just fucking, but what?
Like, I'm wearing a condom.
She's gonna think you cheated. That's what's gonna happen. All right, real quick, we must thank RockAuto.com for supporting today's show. RockAuto.com is the online store with every auto part at the absolute best possible prices.
Absolutely, and whether you're somebody who works at a mechanic or you're an idiot like me who knows nothing about cars, you have the same prices available. So that means no more talking to counter guys who see somebody like me walking in and go, I can rip this guy off.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, they've been in business for over 20 years. This is the only place that you need to go. And there's no promo codes or anything. It's not even like they can't discount it anymore. It's already the best possible prices in the world. You don't type in a promo code. There's nothing like that. Just go to rockauto.com. And if you buy something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Okay, where were we? Dude, if I ever fucking got anything, I'd make my girlfriend cheat to make her think that she gave me something. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, man.
Be like, yeah, you have to pay a guy to hold down and rape your girlfriend against her will. Be like, and he gave you a disease? Jesus. You're damaged, you whore. Anything to not get caught cheating, guys.
But I love you so much. It's okay. I'll take that disease,
you know,
too.
You know what? Fine. Fine. We'll be together forever. But you're a damaged whore. You make me sick. All right. Let's talk about this. We got a... Oh, wait. We never finished the female category searches, right?
Right.
Got you, Shannon.
Okay, so...
Love, attention.
Okay.
Hentai! I really like it.
It's the top five. Number five, mature. Number four, threesome.
God, women are so basic.
Number three, MILF.
Women are searching MILF.
Yep.
Oh, because they're old bitches.
Number two, Japanese. Do you want to guess number one?
Big dick.
Mm-mm.
What?
It's the opposite.
Tiny dick.
Lesbian.
Whoa. No. Lesbians have big dick energy. The right lesbian. If Natalie had a dick, it would be fucking a thick one.
It would be a whopper.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It'd be a cheeseburger from Burger King. Shannon's would be a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Filet of fish.
Like, yeah.
You only eat her pussy on Fridays.
It's a great show. It's a great show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Sergio's Wild Kingdom.
Oh, I forgot I had the snake. I had COVID in that picture.
Hell yeah.
And I was traveling, very irresponsible. When COVID Sergio, was in style, the first edition.
Sergio, so every time Sergio comes in, he brings in another creature and another friendly friend. Robbie, being that you're Jewish and you have snake-like skin and tendencies, does this make you uncomfortable?
I'm all for his snake. I don't feel the need to touch it, but it's cool that he has it.
You wouldn't touch this snake?
I'd rather not.
He looks pretty cool, actually. Sergio, talk to us about this friend that you brought us today.
Okay, so as you know, I do a lot of adopting of my animals, but this one, however, was bought from us. Snakes on Sunset in Florida. A FedEx guy with shorts delivered it to the apartment, and it's a Brazilian rainbow boa. It's a female. It has leopard-style pattern. And if you put it in the light, it has a nice iridescence. Dave, are you cool with snakes?
Nah.
You're indifferent, right?
Describing
you had a snake. You had a snake, right?
Nah, one of my cousins had one. We lived it. I hated that shit. I don't fuck with snakes.
You're describing it like you're going to turn it into a shoe.
Can I allow you? You want to give it a touch or you're not interested?
Nah, I'm good.
Hold the fucking snake, Dave. What's wrong? You're a big fucking muscular guy.
Yeah, so I don't have to prove anything.
I got so nervous.
Jesus Christ.
I got so nervous.
Dave, I promise you,
I know they don't feel like nothing, right? It's just, I don't get it. I don't.
What do you mean you don't get it? He's a fucking beautiful creature from the wild, dude. Just touch the snake.
Well, you touch it.
I'll touch it. I touch it all day long. I put it on my neck.
I put it on your neck.
So this one, the last snake I brought, it's a semi-arboreal, meaning they like to climb. So you're going to find that it handles well. And she's very curious. The likelihood of her biting is very slim to none.
Slim to none.
I mean, you know, I think it happened. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even the biting that I'm worried about. I don't know. It's just something about the way these motherfuckers move around or some shit. I don't know.
You look so annoyed.
Because you know what it is?
Squint your eyes.
Because you know what it is? Because I got to go against my instinct. Like, because we used to hate dudes that did that shit back in the day, like to come out to the parade with the big snake on. You know what I mean? Because I'm out here trying to get girls. And
now you gotta look like a bitch.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And then the guy who's got the snake, it's like he rarely, like, he just rarely gets the girl. So it's just like,
no, yeah.
Dude, you fucking.
If you're a snake guy, you're not I'm picking up a lot of bitches, guy.
But they get the attention, and that's why, that's where the squinting at the snake comes from. I'm just like, my look natural instinct is.
First of all, his mouth is shaped like jagged teeth. That is scary.
Oh yeah, so those are heat pits, I believe.
Those are heat pits.
Wait, let me see.
His mouth, it's like jagged.
Are there holes in there?
It looks scary, dude. His mouth looks scary.
I'm not being correct with saying that.
Oh, he thinks Zach's a giant fucking sausage.
Yeah, he thinks I'm a giant.
Matter of fact, when we were in Maryland and we did an episode of Robbie's podcast where a snake came in the fucking shed. And yeah, lo and behold, I got the fuck out of there, didn't I? Like, I wasn't like on some bitch ass shit, but I'm like, yeah.
This snake is a lot more active than the other one, Sergio. Yeah.
It's a lot more shy. Like, she doesn't want to really be handled too much, but she's fine.
But why are you letting me handle it?
How did that stuff? Did she tell you this?
No, I can just feel it. You know, it's intuition. You know, she'll just try to get away from me. But, you know, she's tolerant. You know?
Yeah.
Just like most of the women in my life.
Right.
Oh my God. Oh so my God. She's strong.
She's strong. Yeah.
She's strong.
What's
she's
doing?
Strong, dog. I'm feeling her strength, her muscles. She's strong.
Oh, you just feel them flexing around your shit?
Dude.
Yeah. So they require high humidity, very uncomfortable for us, but they're in the rainforest of Brazil. And so the high humidity has to be up to like 80 degrees. I'm constantly spraying in there, put live plants.
She looks like the fucking devil. Look at this snake's face. I don't think you realize like how evil this creature looks.
I think it's beautiful.
Hold on, here. I'm going to give it a temple now. Hold on. And we'll give it a Robbie. Everyone's going to fucking have a little bit of time with the snake thing.
She feeds on mostly mice and chicks.
Women?
Yeah. You should see me out. My freezer is crazy. My wife is tolerant. I got chicks, rats.
I knew this was going to do
this. Now, don't do it if he feels uncomfortable. I don't want
it's going to hurt the snake, too. If the snake doesn't feel properly supported.
Robbie's very comfortable. Robbie's very comfortable. Robbie, you're comfortable.
If the snake doesn't feel supported, he'll strangle you.
There we go.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Let go, buddy.
Great. Wonderful.
There we go. Get him on his face.
Wonderful.
Robbie, that really makes you uncomfortable.
I'm fine. I just don't love it. I don't need this in my
life. Sergio,
let him
know that the snake is done being handled. Let him know that the snake can't take anymore.
No, he can handle just one more little
thing. Let him know that the snake can't take anymore. Get in the fuck.
No, if Dave is not interested, I don't want.
Don't be a fucking pussy, dude. We don't want to scare the snake.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It never works out good for black guys in these type of situations, man.
I disagree. Ice Cube did great. Ice Cube survived Anaconda.
It's movies like that fuck up the
Dave's afraid.
The reputation of snakes.
Snack. What's it called? Arachnophobia.
No, that's for spiders and stuff.
Oh yeah, I got that one too, though.
He's cool.
Yeah. So those.
What's her name?
Her name is Galaxy.
Galaxy. Oh, she's cool. She's pretty.
She's pretty, right?
If she bit my face right now, it would be the funniest thing for the show. She's just latched on my face.
So movies like Anaconda, Snakes on a Plane, they don't do any justice for these beautiful creatures, man. These things don't want no problems, you know? They're easy.
That's wild.
Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, you go back to the Bible and, you know, Adam and Eve and the snake fucking shit up, you know. So we all tie that into our mental. But they're actually very, you know, peaceful creatures. They want to hide.
That's
like
a cool looking snake right there. Has that one ever bit you, Sergio?
No. Listen, I've been working with snakes for years. I've probably been bit twice. And both times my fault. Just a little tag.
What was the first time?
Yeah.
What was the first time you got bit? How was it your fault?
Well, it was a garter snake. It was just thought I was food. So I was, you know, so it was nothing. It was literally nothing. A couple of weeks ago, I have a snake named Penelope. She's a carpet python. She's had a rough upbringing. Shuffled from home to home. Her owner died. The sister took over all the reptiles. I adopted this snake. And she's a little flighty.
Yeah.
And I went there to change her water. Boy, she gave me that gank, you know, right in the hand. But she pulled back. She didn't latch on. So it was a defensive bite.
Okay.
It was nothing. It was like, you know, a little pinch.
What did it feel like?
It felt like a bunch of needles just pow at one
Oh, just like
yeah, and it drew a little blood, but it was more. They're so fast that it's jarring.
I would have.
I was alone in my apartment with my arms crossed with the stupid face. I'm like, oh yeah, that was.
I would have immediately that. Snake would have gone into a cutting board in my kitchen.
Oh, come on.
And I would have into a million pieces, and then I would have fried it up, and I would have had snake for lunch.
Yeah, no, they're cool, man. I'm going to save the big one for the next episode. I got a Burmese python.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. No, he's cool. This one's cool. This one's very...
active.
This one's the one that I feel like I'd be afraid of, because the other one's kind of just chilled. This one's all fucking wild, like a Puerto Rican. This one's acting like a Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
That done.
I love it. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Galaxy, the snake. How do you know she's a female?
The tails are a little shorter.
Can we see her pussy? Can you show us what would be her pussy?
So, right here, the male's tail will be much longer.
She's okay with you touching her puss like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, she's cool. She's
cool. She rubbing her pig. Can you just rub her clit a little bit? Can you find a do snakes have clits? Do they?
I don't think so.
No, they have cloaca, like birds. Yeah. They piss the shit out of the same hole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, that'd be fucking convenient.
And you fuck them in the piss shit hole.
You fuck them in their piss shit hole?
Yeah.
Is that where their babies come from, too?
Yeah, if you got like a big ass snake, like an anaconda, could you actually fuck it? Like, could you get into that hole?
I don't know. Right in the piss shit hole. That should
and these
be a
are live birds. They give birth to live young.
Oh, no eggs?
No. So a lot of pythons, most pythons give birth to, well, they'll lay eggs, boas, live birth.
That's wild.
Wow. I thought that all snakes
I would have assumed
eggs.
It was
no,
eggs.
No, they're just live bearing animals.
You fucking find something out new every time.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of people are irresponsible with these animals. Not so much with this particular species, but you get a reticulated python, which is the largest python. Those things get up to like 20 feet long. You go to a reptile convention, it's like, oh my God, look at this cute snake with this adorable pattern. Then the snake lives to like, can live up to like 40 years, but they got like 30 feet long. These things are being mass produced. They're going to wrong, you know, owners. That's why you see them on Craigslist. It's a problem, you know. Yeah. Just like pits, you know, like, oh, it's cute, whatever. It's like, oh, you really got to train this thing and work. So that's why we really push.
Could I sell this snake on like the street right
you
now?
You should adopt like, all these animals because they're all.
Listen, Sergio, you're speaking to Dominicans and Puerto Ricans. Just say it, okay? Nobody else has a problem
that's
with snakes
say,
and
yeah.
pit bulls.
Is there?
Like, yeah, we know who is the issue with these animals. The animals aren't the problem.
How much does this go for in the streets in New York right now?
So this snake will be like $250.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Not bad. That's not bad. And that's what I'm saying. They're inexpensive, right? So you can, you know, they're easy to get your hands on. I want the next snake I'm going to bring. I'm going to save the Burmese for the latest show. I bought him where? You know where I went to? West Nyack, your hood.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And this this was a Craigslist find. I go to the middle of the fucking woods in the middle of fucking December. And this guy, he was a fucking meth head. He had the snake by the neck like this. The snake was like dangling. In the snow. I'm like, you don't want to bring that tropical creature indoors? And he's like, yeah, sure. This is the snake. I go in. It's like a plane hit the apartment. It's like a kid running around bare ass.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a wild situation.
So you saved that snake's life.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
I rescue. Don't you hate when people say that I rescue? No one actually rescues. I would fucking adopt.
Thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew fucking rules, dude. If you want a hard dick, a hard, thick cock, guess what? You have one inside of you. It's not that gummy piece of shit that you've been hanging in between your legs for the past few years, barely even attracted to your wife or your girlfriend anymore. You don't even need to be. Pop a Blue Chew about 20 minutes before you're going to bang. You're going to have the hardest dick that you've ever had in your entire life.
And it's great. It's an online prescription service. So that means you don't have to go to the doctor's office and have a weird conversation. You don't have to go to the pharmacy and pick it up. It ships right to you in a discreet package. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com, talk to one of their licensed medical providers, and it's going to come right to your door.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, that's simple. And the best part of all this is they're going to give you your first month of BlueChew for free. That proves that it works. They're not going to give it out for free if it doesn't work. You're going to try it. You're going to be like, all right, fuck it. I got to have this in my life for the rest of my life. BlueChew.com is the website. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you're going to get your first month absolutely free. You just have to pay $5 for shipping. Once again, that is BlueChew.com. Use the promo code RAP and get your first month for free. Okay, where were we? Let's talk about this story.
Buy and chip.
This is a Christmas story. A 29-year-old bodybuilder was arrested after shooting his millionaire parents on Christmas morning. Shannon, give me some more information about this story.
Okay, so his parents, his dad, Rocco Tomasetti, 65, was the owner of a construction company that built a whole bunch of the skyscrapers in New York City. So Christmas morning, and I will show you a picture of him. This is the 29-year-old. Originally from Brooklyn. Now they live in Long Island. So he woke up.
Hell yeah, dude. He's jacked. Yeah.
Oh, Shannon, you love this dumb motherfucker, don't you?
No. No, because I know exactly what this personality is that is attached to.
Oh, he murders his parents.
Parent murder, yeah.
These are his parents.
You could have seen it coming.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a fucking Guinea tragedy.
Yeah, so they their family, there's been several different charges against them in the past of organized crime. Stuff like
get
that.
Get out of here. Rocco Tomasetti in construction might have ties to organized crime.
This is their home.
Oh, wow.
$3.2 million. So as of
his mother broke the spaghetti before she put it in the pot.
So as of right now, here's another picture of him. They have him in custody. They don't know why he did it. So this is a story that's still unfolding.
Could they get a fucking cell big enough, though? I don't think so. I don't fucking think so.
Not for your boy.
Does he have a rap hat on? It looks like a real ass podcast hat.
Oh, it does.
Dude, he fucking rules.
Does
he? Oh, dude, he has a real ass podcast
I think
hat.
It's a real one, doggy.
It has it there. It does say rap. I just can't see what the rest of it says.
That's Toronto Raptors. That's true. Yeah.
A black
he got
guy.
Old man. He's like a
you
young
show
guy.
A black guy any part of any sports team's logo, and he'll be able to. In fact, that's a new game, Shannon. I need you to pull up five sports teams and show a little tiny piece of their logo and see if Dave Temple can identify the sports teams.
I'm going 5 for 5, baby.
I bet you he will. It can be any sport, too.
Right. So, there's a good chance that was a roid rage death, right? Because that was a big boy.
He had the Stallone veins. He looked like a young guy with Stallone veins.
Yeah.
It's weird.
What do you think? Can you use roid rage at a trial?
I don't think so.
I'm sure you can.
Insanity? I mean, if you got a good lawyer.
I bet you could use roid rage.
Because you could go to manslaughter instead of murder one. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet it's been argued before.
I bet it has. I bet you they have. I don't think you're going to get off on.
No, you're not going to get free.
I think
David's right. I think you could lower it down to like manslaughter or something. Yeah. Like it's, you know, he wasn't in the correct state of mind. He's under the influence.
I just feel like you're then in that case, really anytime you do drugs and any drug, it could be manslaughter. And I don't think
people
shoot somebody on cocaine, I don't think that they get manslaughter charges.
Well, the difference would be
it's a psychosis episode. Yeah. But if it's premeditated,
I could not imagine them saying that you were so incapacitated by your steroid use that you had, you know.
But think about who they got to convince. It's the jury. So right now we're divided on it. You know, it's just five.
Can you look that up? See if there's ever been a case where somebody's gotten.
I think it's a big difference if it's medic. Like if a doctor gave you something. So like people have gotten off on crazy shit because they've been on Ambien and it was prescribed and they said, hey, I was asleep. Which is a little crazy because then you can basically get away with anything.
Right.
Sleep rape. Well, you're not going to get away with anything because you're still going to serve time for manslaughter.
There was a female on death row.
This is years ago. This might have been 10 years ago. Shannon, you might be able to find it in political class, but there was a female Kennedy that got away with like killing someone in their car, and they just said, I was asleep on Ambien. I don't even remember the incident.
Brandy and Caitlyn Jenner have killed people in their car, and they're like, I'm pretty sure they roll with the same group, right? Like if Ray J was fucking Kim Kardashian, I'm pretty sure Kendall
Brandy and the Kardashians
have the same lawyer that got them out of the same fucking charge. You know what I mean? Like they both run people over with their cars, murdered them, and they're still out here.
Do we have it, Shannon? Do we have it?
No time.
Yeah. Who? So in 2018, there was a man that said that doing steroids made him feel impulsive. He was aggressive and exhibited dangerous behavior.
Like
and
a man.
They're allowing him. Well, at the time, they allowed him to use this as a defense because after he murdered his wife.
Yeah, but allowed to use as a defense doesn't mean that it
worked.
Yeah.
You could technically use anything as a defense. Okay.
Well, I take all my legal advice from my middle-aged black guy friends. Because Dave's like the kind of guy, when you talk about legal stuff, Dave just starts bringing big words.
Yeah, I've been around it enough stuff.
Also, I feel like any jury could look at that douche and be like, you chose to look like this. There was obviously going to be fucking rage that came with looking like this.
Yeah, I don't look at... I mean, look, maybe.
Plus he shot him, right? Like, if he beat him to death, I feel like that might be different.
He lifted them to death?
Yeah.
He was just trying to pet his mom's hair?
Yeah.
Oh, he was found guilty and got a life sentence.
The guy that tried to use the steroids as his defense? Yeah, mm-hmm. It ain't happening.
Yeah, because steroids ain't a drug that people are sensitive to.
I mean, all drugs. Look, if you take LSD and murder your parents, you're not getting manslaughter. You're getting, like, it may not be first-degree murder charges. You're going to, like, it's going to be something else. Like, you know, obviously you're not in the correct state of mind. There was a guy recently who was on mushrooms or LSD, right, that killed somebody. And he was, at first I was like, oh shit, they're just using that as an excuse. Mm. And then they had the footage of him being arrested, and he was in a restaurant, like, standing on tables, clapping his hands like a fucking monkey. It was like, oh, this guy, he fucked, like, he did not handle his shit well.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't trying to murder people. He wasn't even a killer. He simply thought demons were trying to kill him, and he was defending himself against these demons.
I even think the insanity defense when it comes to murder is a little, to me, it's a little tough, because it's not just punitive that you go to jail. It's also that if you killed, you would kill again. So even if you treat a guy who is insane, that's a person who's capable of snapping.
Yeah.
That guy's way more likely to snap again than someone who's never snapped.
Yeah.
So, but it's also, it comes down to what was the intention to take the drug. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you take a drug like Ambien, you're trying to get some sleep and be a better person.
Right.
If you're taking a drug like the one that makes you psycho.
Well, that's why I say it's the pharmaceutical companies, and that's why people shouldn't be taking these vaccines. Wow. Full circle.
He's on fire!
I found the case. 2014, Carrie Kennedy, daughter of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy, was acquitted in New York on Friday of charges of driving under the influence of a drug, which was Ambien. The jury deliberated for an hour and 10 minutes, and she's free.
But I think
that also, if a doctor prescribes you Ambien and you take the drug as directed and then you get fucking pulled over, I also don't. Look, I think, what's the intent? Was she out drinking, getting fucked up, and taking Ambien and getting fucked up? Or did she take her Ambien because it was her thing and she fucked up and maybe got into the car when she shouldn't have gotten into the car?
There's crazy.
That's what it would come down to, case by case.
You ever stay up on Ambien? It's a fun one.
No.
Oh, it's fun.
No. I don't fuck with Ambien.
There's a chick that just got arrested, I think, this week because they put her mugshot up because she's smiling in it. She killed her boyfriend with a samurai sword on meth and told the police that he had demons inside him, and she was
setting
him
free. Oh, yeah, Shannon actually has this on the...
But we're talking about...
How does that jury prove that she wasn't tapping into a higher frequency? How do they prove that? Who knows what she was seeing? Yeah. She might have helped all of us.
That's why I don't condemn crazy people anymore. I know the Lord.
There's cute dimples.
Let me see.
That's her mugshot.
She looks great.
Yeah, I just killed this motherfucker.
She must have been new to meth. Those are good teeth.
Yeah.
Those aren't real, are they?
Yeah, so, she killed her boyfriend. But yeah, exactly. Would she get any less of a charge because she was high on meth? Fuck no.
Yeah, not for meth.
No, I mean, that's half the fucking murders in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Or meth-induced. Yeah. So, imagine doing meth or crack. Like, who does that? Who?
Poor people.
No, but who decides to smoke crack the first time?
You would try it.
Poor
once.
People. No, poor people wouldn't. Are easily influenced, man.
It's
you ever
$5.
See the commercials?
It's,
yeah.
I think it's it's more a financial decision, because it's like you can't afford $100 worth of coke, but you can get $5 worth of crack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
with a whole weekend to kill and $5?
Yeah, but that, how much?
Who smokes crack, Lewis? The same people that need to buy their cigarettes individually.
Wait a minute, but how high could $5 worth of crack get you?
It's not about how high it is. It's just,
I don't think it's
going to
last that long.
It's not about lasting that long. It's about got to do something.
How long does $5 worth of crack
last? I'll put it to you like this. I understand the concept, because every time I had a little bit of blow left, if there was just a little corner, I knew that shit wasn't going to be enough for his, so I might throw it in the cigarette. But, that's like smoking free-based crack.
So you smoked it as crack. Yes, yeah. Fine. Do you think you can offer a little bit of insight, or maybe you can offer all of the insight as you are a crackhead? No,
but I never smoked like crack rock, but
I
can see like on another level.
We took coke and laced our blunts when we were like 18 or 19, and it never really worked. What it did was the powder would pile up on the lower side of the blunt, right? So underneath the blunt, it would start canoeing over the top, and the coke side of the blunt would smoke way less fast. So we never really...
Yeah, you did it wrong.
We did it wrong.
You had to lick the cigarette and just go like that. And they go, burn nice and slow.
Yeah.
And blow it out the window so your parents don't smell it. Very
crack.
Specific.
So they don't smell
it. Blow it out the window, you've been tossing your condoms at it. All right.
The Sergio rules. Dude, you smoke.
And as far as meth.
Smoking crack, beating off into condoms. What a great life. It's snakes everywhere.
Thinking about all the snakes he's going to buy one day.
I know, dude. It's the most Puerto Rican thing.
Mom,
ever heard
those
aren't
my condoms. My dick's shedding its skin.
Doggy.
And sometimes meth, you accidentally do.
How?
Because you think it's Coke.
What was that like?
Not good.
I heard meth will like... Cause I've,
well, you're like up for like... It could, possibly for days, okay, right?
And I blame the... I blame the bar.
The meth dealer.
No, okay. I'm justified in this. I was outside a bar. I was very drunk. I was like 19. I was at the bar across the street from the house I grew up in. And there was a girl outside. I was talking to her. And she looked at me. And she did the... But that means cocaine. That does not mean meth.
Not when you look like you.
Yes. Yeah. I look like me. So we went behind
What would be the meth thing, though?
I don't know.
I feel like this is always the general indication for weed.
But if somebody did this and then it was like, and then they came back and we smoked crack, I'd be like, okay, dude, you can't.
Yeah.
That's not fucking crack.
Two
dude.
Hands
that's
for crack.
That's what she did to me.
Crack is, what is crack?
Yeah.
I feel like with meth, you gotta be a little more vocal. You wanna get some meth?
Yeah. And then you like point. Meth, okay, meth. So that's what happened.
Show your teeth.
So,
or no teeth.
We went behind my mom's garage. She took out a container.
Wait, hold on. This is a stranger?
Yeah.
And where is she at your mom's house?
We were at the bar across the street from the house I grew up in.
Okay.
So then we went behind my mom's house.
Imagine choosing to go behind the garage with Zach.
Why not go back to the bar?
Some chick's like, yeah, I'm really living dangerously today. I'm gonna follow this.
You want to do drugs?
You look like a fucking serial killer from season three of American Horror Story. You look like you have a bus that you murder people in the woods.
She was on meth. She could have taken down a bear. She didn't care.
So first of all, this was my mistake. It was a white girl. With cornrows named Bonita.
Bonita.
Yeah. There's two kinds of Bonitas. And there's Bonita, and then there's Bonita! She was number two. And she gave me this vial. I took a line. She had a straw. I did some. The second I did it, I went, that's not Coke.
Oh, shit.
And then I came out of my drunkenness and realized she did not have many teeth.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
So she does some. She then goes, can I ask you a question?
My name's actually Brittany. Yeah. It just sounds like bum.
And she bends over, lifts up her skirt, and I thought she was going to ask me to fuck her. She goes, can you tell I have my period through these panties? I'm trying to fuck a guy at this bar.
Oh, you poor boy. You are fucking Pinocchio. Do you understand that? This is Pinocchio in a bar around the corner from his father's
house. I never went inside the bar. I was 19.
Yeah.
I said no. She goes, okay, I'm a stripper. Here's my number. If you ever come to my club, we can fucking smoke crack in the private room. Don't call me during the daytime. That's when my boyfriend's home and he's going to beat me again.
Oh.
And then she disappeared into the night.
What do you think she's doing right now?
Oh, she's dead. She's dead. She's dead. She's dead.
Absolutely.
And she's one of the guys we fucked.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I was up for 2 days.
As you say this now more, right, this woman appears to be so haggardly.
Oh, she's
so old. I have no idea why. Yes,
I pictured a cute chick.
At first.
When I saw the story, I pictured a young, cute chick.
But once you started going down the dialogue, I'm like.
Probably late 30s.
But she looked bad. So really this is looking 30s. Like an old lady.
Yeah.
So why is this old lady even getting your attention, dude?
I was
drinking.
When I was 19, I would fuck anything.
Okay.
Anything.
But I was up for about 2 days.
How'd you fill the 2 days?
Sitting there miserable, grinding my teeth. I called everyone I knew.
So, Zach, it was like a couple of hits that kept you up for that long?
Yeah.
That's wild. That is fucking wild.
Let me ask you this. Odd scenario, you're stranded on a farm in Wyoming for a month.
Yeah.
And someone's like, I got a little bit of meth. Would you do it again? No, you got a month to kill.
If you had 2 days of work to do.
And some pussy.
If I had...
it might be fun on some pussy.
An idea of what to do with that time, I would think... Like, if I was like, I'm going to watch every Nightmare on Elm Street, and I want to stay up through all of them.
Right.
I would think about
it. So is it once that's and that's how you get on crack the same way. It's like you've had it, and now that concept of okay, it's a Friday, I have no money, nothing to do, and I can't do anything until Monday to go back to work. And I was like, oh, I got a little bit of crack.
It's funny because I think I'm actually done with drugs now. I'm actually done. I think because this past time, No one was there to stop me. I had cocaine and Molly on me because people gave it to me, and I didn't do it. I just didn't. I had no desire. I was like, I just don't feel like fucking getting high, and the high isn't worth the next day.
Oh, the next day.
The next day. Like, that's it for me. At this point, like, I don't have a half a day to lose. I don't have, like, I don't have it in me to be sitting around all day. You got a
PlayStation to play.
It's true, but I don't. I really don't like. It's
grown up, man. Good for you.
Once you have kids, I can never. You know what's funny?
Oh no, I had plenty. I did plenty of drugs since I've had my son.
But you know what I'm saying? Like in abundance, like give you. That
no. Kids make you want to do more drugs
in abundance. Yeah. No, not around him, but like you know when me and my
son, off of him
when me and my son's mother first broke up. When we first broke up, like I was you know had a major coke problem, and. Yeah, but whatever it is, dude. I think the first step was Kate Quigley, that situation. It made me really fucking question. Scary. It made me really go like, dude, if I fucking did some bad blow and died, and that's a story. That's the fucking story, dude. I'm dead. My kids got no father over doing some blow in a hotel room with some fucking bitch, probably. I don't know. Not Kate Quigley. I'm saying like just some fucking random, you know. What a shitty way to end my life. My dad, at least he was stabbed to death in a street fight. Like, it sucks. Don't get me wrong. It sucks. But there is something, like sexy about that story. There is something, like...
There's something blood in, blood out to it.
Yeah, like, it sucks. And don't get me wrong. My father should have made different decisions to not leave his family fatherless. But at the same time, dude...
Two families fatherless.
Doing some bad blow... It's not even, like, doing a bunch of... it's true. It's not even, like, doing a bunch of blow and, like... Having a bender and ODing after, like, it's almost like Greg Giraldo. Mm-hmm. Like, look, it sucks. He left two kids without a father. But at the same time, it was sort of a rock and roll way to go, right? It's not even that. Just getting a bad batch of blow and doing one bump and fucking thinking you have blow and then getting some shitty drugs and you're dead over fucking just being a fucking, ugh. It just sucks.
It's such a dumb way to die. I almost died fucking choking on a Cocoa Puff. That's even dumber. That's a dumber way to die. Staring at my daughter. I was eating her cereal, one got lodged, and I was like, get your mother.
What was it, Fruity Pebbles?
Cocoa
Puffs.
Dry. And it went like that. I was like, I'm good. That's a dumb way to die,
too.
It had
to melt into your throat. Yeah.
Remember that shit, that video, Dumb Ways to Die?
No.
It's an FX show, yeah.
Was it?
Not FX.
It was just Spike like a little TV. Music video.
It was Spike TV.
Video.
They had a whole show.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
Look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a fun show. You guys are the shit. Make sure you guys support all these guys. Robert the Fire, Bernstein, Sergio Chacon, Dave Temple. Obviously, the great Zach Amico. So happy to have him back on the show. We're back full time, baby boys. 3 episodes this week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Shannon, Friday, we're selling farts and jars all throughout the show.
Yep. I have to buy jars.
We gotta
buy
you're going to be farting into jars and then shipping
Shannon
it to fans?
Shannon is farting into jars and we're selling them for $40. We're undercutting that other bitch, which, by the way, Shannon, that's a good fucking deal.
Shannon, can you fart on command like that? Like you're going to come in just ready to fart?
No, we're
going to
get some shit going.
She was selling them. She claimed it was 50% off for $1,000 a jar.
Oh, I thought it was $50 a jar.
No. $1,000 a jar.
$50 for $1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So, you know,
you make NFTs.
Shannon, what are your fart foods?
I'm going to have to really think about it.
Do you get nervous, though, if you're trying to push out farts that you might shit yourself?
No, that jar's worth a million.
Can I just say something? I feel like if you give me one turd, I can simply go, dude, dab in the jar, seal it off. Dude, dab in the jar, seal it off.
I think a poop is going to smell different than a fart, though.
I think fart is just...
No, a fart's got a totally different game plan to it than a piece of turd.
A fart is simply gas poop.
Nah, because
I don't want to get all technical and scientific.
You ever have a smell come
right
through
now,
the vents, but and then there's a smell, but once you get to the source of the smell, you're like, oh, like it's different.
I got to be honest with you guys. I don't think that these fans, they're not doctors, okay? They're not going to be able to tell the difference between a fart or a poop
but
smell.
But why would you cheat them?
Hello,
they're
doctor,
looking for
we
farts.
Have the fart jar.
You take a piece of poop, okay? You stick your finger in it.
Right.
You go to the bottom of the jar. You do a little circle. Mm-hmm. You seal the jar. It's thin, and it's not even going to be brown. We're going to put so little that it's going to be a clear
film.
So you are going to finger my poop.
I'm going to finger your poop. You're going to help me. It's not just me.
It'll be sealed with a little bit of poop, too. That's a letter of authenticity.
Listen to me. We each got... if we do this the right way, I think we could probably do 4 mason jars at a time. Boom. Swipe. Done.
That actually works.
Devil horns.
That way, it'll have a little bit of Lewis's fingerprint on it, and then you can send it with a picture of Lewis's fingerprint.
Honestly, you'll know it's authentic because nobody else's fingerprint could be on it.
Yeah.
Dude, you're the Henry Ford of selling farts.
Henry Farts.
Yeah.
If you asked the people what they wanted, they would tell you to smell your fart.
They'd be calling up and go, this fart jar didn't smell enough like farts.
Yeah. That was it turns out it could have been pooped the whole time.
Fart joke. And I hate that it came out of your mouth. All right, Jen, so we're going to load Jen up with Egg McMuffins,
yeah,
some broccoli,
no,
some Heinekens.
I don't think she needs a fart. She needs to take one turd. One turd, I think, can be... We can spread one turd into 1,000
Isn't
jars.
It funnier, though, to try and get the farts on air? Of her and me trying to squeeze out farts.
Shannon, you can't fart on commit on air.
I don't. What if I don't have to? Like, I haven't had to the whole time I've been here today.
Maybe it can be homework. You gotta
do you
go
normally
home?
Have to fart during a real ass podcast?
No, that's what I'm saying. Is like it would. It's like it's. I don't have
can
to.
Can you look
fart
up
often.
Really quick because we have to go? But can you look up just the top foods that make you fart?
Just give her some cold collard greens. Cold collard greens.
Could it be like homework where she goes home with the jars
onions?
And a recorder?
No, because I don't trust her.
Okay, you think she faked the farts?
Dave, were you participating in the conversation or making a lunch order?
Okay, good. First
cold
one.
Cold collard greens. And then we got cold collard greens. I'm hungry.
First thing on this list, broccoli, cabbage, or other fiber-heavy vegetables.
Fiber-heavy.
Oats and whole wheat bread.
Okay.
Milk, cheese, yogurt, but I don't eat that. Apples, bananas, peaches.
Oh, my.
Beans.
Shannon, what's your fart brand? Like, generally speaking, are people, like, really disturbed by it? Is it eggy?
I don't fart in front of people.
All right,
we're getting her some broccoli and some beans and some apples for dessert. And that's what she's having before the show on Friday.
Oh, maybe prunes?
Ooh.
No, then you're going to shit.
That's diarrhea.
Oh, but that's what Lewis wants.
I got to be honest with you. I think this is a smarter idea. What would you guys rather do? Let us know.
I'd rather be the jar.
Do you guys want, would you rather a little bit of Shannon shit smeared in a jar, or would you rather a fart? I feel like a fart is,
I think if
you open
going,
it once, that's that. The shit smear sort of lasts for a little while.
If you're going to go shit, it should just be one big turd. Mail it to a fan. Close it up in a jar. One big turd. That's way better.
It's got
to
be an expensive turd.
$25,000.
Yeah, maybe get someone to decorate it with like arms, like Mr. Hanky or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll get Mr. Potato Head accessories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the eyes.
Shannon, do you have meaty enough turds that they would be able
like
to pull this off? Do you pump out a good log that it could make for a good claymation?
I bet it's a bunch of little pellets.
Oh,
like
a rabbit? Yeah, like a rabbit.
Shannon just leaves pellets around the house. Sorry about that.
Shannon.
They vary. It's usually just like a quick 1, 2, 3, smooth poop.
You don't even have to wipe, do you?
But it's a nice log.
I do to check, but usually no, because I eat a lot of vegetables and stuff. Wow. So it's just like.
Does it snake around?
Yeah, texture to it or just smooth?
Just smooth.
I just want to eat Shannon's ass now. The way she's described it, she was like, I don't even have to wipe. I eat all these vegetables.
Come out like soft serve.
Either that or you're going to eat her ass and it's filled with shit. I don't have to wipe.
What if she's like, just kidding. Come up with shit all over my face. I'm kidding. It's really messy. All right, we're done. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.